Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Carlton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Leister. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler bunts towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butler scores. Franco moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark hits a line drive towards short. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Burks moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs strikes out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burks scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor strikes out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Franco steals second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Gedman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gedman hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby throws to second for 1, and Franco throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Bolton now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Brooke Jacoby, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Snyder reaches second base with a double. There goes Jacoby trying to get to home. Evans throws the ball into Barrett, who relays the ball to Gedman, who tags Jacoby, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baylor for the out. Boggs moves to third. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Rice scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evans moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Franco reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gettman fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Gettman. Franco moves to third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gettman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to second. Steve Crawford now pitching. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Dave Clark. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo now playing right field. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Don Baylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Indians. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Dempsey reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dempsey moves to third. One out. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to home to get Dempsey. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tabler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabler hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Yett now pitching. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Owen moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs is walked intentionally. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Owen scores. Barrett scores. Boggs moves to third. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boggs scores. Rice moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Evans moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to second. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gedman is 0-for-3 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Owen bunts towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Franco covering, for the out. Gedman moves to second. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gedman moves to third. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Gardner now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Frobel pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Dave Henderson now playing right field. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frabel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frabel moves to third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. Doug Frabel now playing center field. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baylor is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buckner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's 11-7, Red Sox. Scott Bales now pitching. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gettman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter fields the ball and throws to Bales covering. Safe. Buckner scores. It's 12-7, Red Sox. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Owen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Carter hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-8, Red Sox. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Jacoby is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.